Hey, Brooks.
Hey, John.
Different basement buddies.
All different basement buddies.
Different.
Oh, alternate.
Yeah.
We're in different basements.
We're in our individual basements, yeah. I thought about moving my setup out to the garage, but it's not called Garage Buddies, so I can't do it. Legally.
Technically, I'd probably have to kick you off if you were in your garage.
Unfortunately.
But I got something. You know how a few years ago, John, you were into rock tumbling?
I sure was, yeah.
And you had that rock tumbler going in your...
So into it, yeah.
You had a... One time I came to your house, and I was like, what's that terrible noise?
Yep.
And you're like, it's the rock tumbler.
I did it, I think, twice. So, yeah, I was super into it.
So, Jackson got, for his birthday from Lizzie, a rock tumbler.
Cool.
So first we plugged that in. He was really excited about it. We plugged it in the living room.
Oh, no.
For like
Does he know that it takes a month to do?
I don't think he knew that at the beginning. He was really excited about plugging it in and getting it going. But as I read the instructions, it's like a week for the first stage, a week, and then another week. Would you go for a whole month?
I did, yeah. I remember I did it like every Sunday or whatever. I go out and change the grit because you got to dump out all the goop, wash it out, and then do it again. Put the rocks back in and put in the new grit.
So we had it out after that terrible sound. Then I put it out on the patio, and I was just going to let it go out there. And then I put it inside of a cooler.
Okay, did that help?
It was much better. It was much better, but you could just hear it from the kitchen.
Yeah.
So now I've moved it out inside of a cooler, inside the shed.
There you go. That's where you want it.
And now I'm slightly worried that there's going to be
like a fire.
A fire in there because I got electricity going to a cooler while this thing is spinning, right next to a 5-gallon thing of gasoline.
Oh, yeah, maybe move it away from the gas. Eh, whatever. You only live once.
I'll roll the dice.
YOLO. That was kind of the disappointing thing is it takes a long time and it has to be on 24/7 for a month. I did notice, though, you could stop after like 2 weeks and it looks pretty good. You're not trying to go for the best possible rock in the world.
I think that's what Jackson's going for.
What kind of rocks does he get?
They bought, Lizzie got him a Smithsonian set of rocks. So they give you a nice collection of like some cool ones and some whatever. So it's not just stuff he found out in the yard.
Some fucking gravel.
Gravel. Yeah. I mean, Daniel wants to put in like a piece of concrete that he found. Put this in there.
Yeah. It won't really hold up. You'd be surprised how much smaller they get too.
Mm-hmm.
They will diminish in size quite a bit. And don't rinse out the slurry in, like, your shop sink. You don't want all that grit going into the plumbing.
I was worried.
Or maybe you do. I don't know.
It might. I mean, I'm stuck at home. I got time to finally redo that drain in my basement that I've been putting off for 10 years.
Well, are you going to have to, like, bust up the slab and get down in there and do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much work.
So what's happening, John?
Not much, buddy. I tricked my kids. I went to Brooks's house, and I snuck out the back and came in the back way to the basement.
Okay.
So hopefully they don't know I'm down here.
Unless he just randomly wants to come down and play with his chain.
Yeah, that's
Dad,
the gamble.
Dad, what are you doing down here?
Yeah, I know. That's okay, though. And big news, I was talking to you on text before. Amanda might be having her baby here pretty soon. So, if that's the case, it'll be a short episode. But any minute now.
Time's flown by, man.
Yeah. No, she's full term. She was going to be induced at the end of the month, but she's like 38 weeks. So, anytime now.
Is there any worry about, I mean, I'm sure they got that place locked down, those hospitals.
So her husband can come in with her, and he has to be admitted like a patient. So they'll both be treated as hospital patients, because you can't have visitors.
Oh, yeah, no visitors at hospitals.
No visitors are allowed. So I don't know if he'll have his own room, or they'll put him in a shared room or something. And he can leave at night, like, to take care of their other kid. And I don't know if he'd be able to go to work. Hopefully they're only there for a day, so.
Is Madison just hanging out with you guys?
Yeah, we're going to pick her up and watch her until they get home, and then just transfer Madison back to them. And we won't be able to see the baby for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. They're like, don't have any visitors. You know, just as a precaution.
We're all supposed to be hanging out at home. So yeah. I guess that's probably the best for babies.
Yeah, best for the baby. Probably a good idea for mom not to get sick. Even though we'll be coughing all over Madison and then send her home. So, what do you do?
Can I come over and just cough on her a little?
Yeah. Cough on my niece? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's getting crazy out there. I'm hearing stories of, like, people... Everybody's so worried about this coronavirus, really? And it's like, I've heard stories of people like walking up and coughing in people's faces as like a fuck you.
Yeah, that's assault. That's been assault for a long time.
It should be, right? I mean.
Yeah. Well, so spitting on people, like if you spit on a police officer.
So I should charge Jackson assault. With assault.
You could, yeah. I don't know if it'll hold juvie. Up in court. Yeah, no shit.
I was holding him down and he spit in my face. Wait, sir, what were you doing? Nothing.
Nothing?
I was minding my own business and he spit in my face. What's happening over there?
Nothing.
This,
we're good.
This video is distracting to me.
The video is?
I'm like, are you looking at, John?
I find it easier to... Here, I'll turn off that monitor. Is that better? So what are you drinking over there?
I'm drinking some Old Forester rye whiskey.
I got a whiskey and diet.
Nice
diet wild
bottle.
Cherry.
Ooh, wild cherry.
So good. So how are you guys holding up over there?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just been going to work. It's for some reason, like me at work, I'm wearing my mask, I'm wearing my gloves.
Yeah.
But I don't, because it's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not worried at all. I've gotten past that point of actually. The first couple weeks, I was like, every move, like I said, like every time I would nudge my face, I'd be super paranoid about whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, there's only so much I can do. But we went out to Fred Meyer today.
What do you mean, we?
Jamie and I.
Oh, one person per household, buddy.
Okay. Well, we split up. We had two sides of the store. I went and got shoes.
Shoes?
I need new work shoes. They're just worn flat.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. And then I wandered around the electronics section. So it was really important stuff.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anybody in there.
Well, Tanya went to Home Depot to get charcoal so we could barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed pretty... necessary. Well, cut that out. Don't want to get in trouble. No, they have the like pick it up at the curb thing, so
call, pay for it, pick it up.
Yeah, she didn't go in the store.
Are you just saying they had a big pallet out there full of charcoal and she just
yeah, you go at night and they're all free.
Threw a couple in the back and just took off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as soon as the sun goes down, all that stuff's free, so help yourself. Life pro tip from me.
Yeah. All I mean, those, they leave it out.
Yeah, it's for you. It's for free.
All those
it's,
plants, they're free.
It's like,
right?
It's like free bread at a restaurant. It's the, you know, free dirt and bark chips and stuff at Home Depot.
Yeah.
So help yourself. Actually, people, when I worked there, people would try to steal the lawnmowers that are on display out in the front.
Aren't they all chained up?
Yeah. Every night you had to run a big chain through all of them. But people come and try to cut them and steal a riding lawnmower.
I've heard lots of stories about people drunk riding lawnmowers. I mean, lots meaning three, probably, oh, right. in the last 10 okay. years. Drunk driving a lawnmower down 82nd. They just took it from Home Depot.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good move. Those things don't move very fast.
I put it on hair. I'm cruising.
Who has a riding lawnmower? I guess country folk, right?
My dad big has lawns. One.
Why? Oh, for the land?
Coast. For the country.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In town, besides, I don't know. I'm starting to think I'm just don't care about a lot of things, John.
Yeah.
And I can imagine somebody that's really into motors and this and that, so they got their sweet-ass riding lawnmower souped up, and they go out twice a week and just ride it around their 200 square feet of lawn.
Yeah, I suppose. Those guys who are really into mowing their lawns has never been something I've understood. I guess I'm not into a lot of things that most guys, quote-unquote, are into. Right? Like mm-hmm. fancy cars, sports, other things.
We've been watching a lot of Netflix, so it's like all we're trying to stay away from shows, but we're on those like reality. There's that Lego show. There's like the Great British Bake Off.
Sure, yeah.
Those type. They have a Great British Sewing Bee now.
Oh, is
so
it good?
Jamie's really into that.
Oh yeah, that's right up her alley.
But whenever they show somebody that's really excited about something. Like, so excited. I'm like, man.
All right, calm down.
No, I'm like, I wish I was excited about anything as much as you are about your sewing machine that you like, picked up, and it's a vintage.
Like Paul Rudd in 40-Year-Old Virgin? No, Knocked Up. He's like, I wish I loved anything as much as my kids love bubbles. He's like, I don't have that joy in my life anymore. Oh, I get excited about some stuff.
What do you get excited about, John?
I'm very excited for Amanda's baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's super exciting. I get excited about new Nintendo games. That's fun. I get psyched for that. I did my taxes today. That was pretty exciting.
Late, John. Late.
Nah, I got till, would they extend it to July or some shit?
I got mine Plus, done. Got mine done in January.
January. Mine are not too complicated. Do you do them yourself?
Yeah, just TurboTax or something.
I used Free Tax USA. I was researching online because TurboTax is kind of scammy, you know. And it was $15.
$15
instead of $75 or whatever TurboTax cost you.
What's the scam? It's 75.
Yeah,
I think I paid 39 at Costco.
Yeah, and then you have to pay for your state on top of it at the end.
No, it's free with one of them. Okay. If somebody else, like if Jamie worked in Washington, I'd have to pay for that. Get one state free.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
they want to sell me some other thing. Audit protection. Yeah. Right.
They're trying to upsell you for stupid bullshit.
Do you think this year anybody, the IRS is going after anybody? I feel like they have bigger fish to fry.
Well, that's always been the case, right? Is they just depend on people's honesty. And we've all just been like, yeah, it's best to do it. Even though you could not pay taxes for 20 years and they never catch on. Just because there's so many people and it's so much information. You could lie on all your shit. You could just make up numbers. You'd probably be fine.
I find a certain amount of... I'm not calling it lying because I don't lie to the government, but withholding of truthful information. Let's call it that.
There was something about...
There's a certain level where all it is acceptable.
Yeah. No, I was wrapping it up, you know, like doing the miscellaneous shit at the end. And it was like... Do you want to pay for the Oregon State individual transit tax? And it was on Tanya's W-2 for her job. Like, they took it out, and it was like $13.
some state levied transit tax. And I don't know if my boss took it out. It's not on my W-2. And I was just like, in the software, I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, Tanya was down here with me, and I was like, they can come after me. Like, if it's if it's a big deal, yeah, they'll find me eventually. Like, I don't mind paying it. I just don't want to, like, figure out where that gets taxed or where it comes from or if I paid it or if not. I don't know. Like, fucking you figure it out, Oregon.
There was a...
So come at me, bro.
A while back, there was the Oregon or Portland art tax.
Yeah, you have to pay that every year.
It's still going on, but at the very beginning, it was like a completely separate thing that nobody knew, like, how to pay.
Right. Like,
when it first started.
I paid that today, too.
And pretty much everybody, at least the first year, they had to send out, it cost them more in trying to get to people, like sending out letters, all this stuff, trying to figure out how to collect this $50 per person.
30.
Or per adult, $30 per adult.
Yeah.
We got so many whatever this and that, and they only took checks, and this was 15 years ago.
No, it wasn't that long.
I think it's been around since before I lived here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe I owe them a few years because I don't remember paying it. I've only lived in Portland technically, like Portland City proper, for 8 years. So, yeah, maybe that's right. What's that going to anyway? Crayons and shit? Da Vinci School?
Yep, Da Vinci School, my alma mater.
Yeah.
Is it mater or mater?
Mater. M-A-T-E-R.
My alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all that art tax.
Oh, good. Good for them. Anyway, I'm going to get a couple bills back from old Uncle Sam, so that's exciting.
And that's why I do it, because I want that money back in February. I could change my withholdings.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't save that amount separately until January, and then...
Right, as a person. Yeah, I get it. It's a little bit of forced savings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a big check you can blow on whatever because it's free money.
No. And then I put that in my savings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's, in like civilized countries, the government just calculates it and takes it out and you don't have to do it. Right. They gave us all this homework assignment to do every year. Just because everyone loves homework.
I don't. Well, that's the big complaint about public schools. They teach us how to play the recorder, but not how to do our taxes.
Who says that? We went over taxes in my economics class. We learned how to balance a checkbook.
Maybe it's because you are much smarter than everybody else that is saying that. It's my friends that are saying that.
Oh, I see.
So it's like, yeah, I only got up to algebra, and they never taught me taxes at all.
No, it wasn't a math class at all. Didn't you take economics in high school?
They never talked about taxes at all.
We did like home budgets, checkbook balancing.
Nope.
We did stock market. We talked about taxes.
What?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's not hard.
I know.
Fill in the boxes. It's tedious. That's the thing. It's annoying.
The thing is that I just don't like people complaining about something I have no problem doing because I'm the laziest guy around.
Yeah.
But I'm able to do it, but they complain because they weren't taught it by some wizard in a school.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the problem with most people is they can't self-educate. Nobody's like, I'll figure it out. Someone didn't tell me to do it. I didn't get my hand held.
I can self-educate, but I just choose not to.
Yeah, exactly.
I can, but I choose not to. I'm like, I could probably learn how to do that.
Like every week when I struggle to edit the podcast, I'm like, I should really sit down and learn how to use Audacity, but nah, I'll just limp along and do a poor job every week.
Every week. Yeah. What we do is we learn a little bit at it. That's how I do it. I just learn a little bit at a time until I get to a level that I'm comfortable with, and I just stop.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
And then the world goes and fucks with us by dropping this coronavirus personally against us, so we can't record in the same room again. John, I'm pissed.
Oh, okay.
Finally.
Yeah. High school never taught me how to wash my hands.
And they told me that masks were for losers. And Michael Jackson.
Oh, right. Did I talk about this? Alex made us some really sweet masks. I got some.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Some pretty groovy masks. Even has the little nose bridge metal piece.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty deluxe. I wear it every once in a while when I go to like the gas station or whatever. I don't have any cool steampunk masks like some people.
Yeah, that Michael Teoli. He got that mask.
Yeah, looked pretty cool. Looked a little intense.
I couldn't. I was walking around Fred Meyer today.
Yeah.
With my hood, my sunglasses, because I couldn't find my glasses this morning, and my mask. You could just not tell who I was at all.
Sure.
I just felt like I was doing something wrong. Like I felt like I should be stealing.
Right.
And there was nothing
you did.
To do about it. Yeah, I mean, I stole a few things.
And the guy came after you and you coughed at him and he fell down dead.
I pulled my mask and coughed in his direction. Ah!
Yeah. You have no right to detain me.
Ah, fucking people are terrible.
Yeah, humans are terrible. That's always been the case. And like I said before, I'm surprised we've gotten anywhere as a species. It's crazy that we have cars and spaceships and airplanes and... we're able to use computers and everything. It's crazy we get anything done.
More and more, I just blame social media and the internet.
Yeah.
Because all this stuff, maybe you have to get some sort of degree, and it's not even that hard, to be able to use the internet.
Yeah.
Because before, everybody was fucked up, but they didn't know that there was some smart people over here on the side working on stuff.
Right.
Secret.
Right.
And now they know, and they're like...
it'll be fine. The smart guys are in charge.
Yeah.
Or the smart guys will fix it.
I leave it up to the smart guys.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see if it works out.
The problem is, there was a while where people were killing off all the smart guys.
When was that?
Calling them wizards and witches.
Yeah. Back in the day. Mm-hmm. Those are probably time travelers, I would guess.
Oh, man.
What? We killed them all?
We killed off all those time travelers. They were going to stop these things.
Yeah, we fucked it up.
Like we talked before, they show up naked.
Right, yeah. As is canon, we all know.
Uh-huh.
You show up kneeling in a ball of lightning, naked.
It's either that or... you show up in your 23rd century clothing and freak out those 16th century farmers.
Right. Or you see, just like, hey, guys, I'm from the future. And they're like, okay, cool. All right, get to work. You wouldn't be able to change anything.
So what's going on, man? How those babies doing?
Good. Kids are good. Nothing to report. Oh, Andy's got his 6-month checkup on Monday, and the doctor's office called, and they are going to do a Zoom interview, and we'll talk about the baby, but he does have to go in and get vaccinated to get that mind control drugs into his blood.
Got to get those in his blood, so make sure he stays in the house.
Yep, and so I do have to drive him in. And they're scheduling it so there's only one person, like, at the office at a time, or very few people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a bunch of kids coughing around in the waiting room. So we'll see how that goes. I'm curious what his statistics are. You know, that's always fun to find out where your kid's at on the charts.
How are your other two kids?
Oh, well, Owen was always really small, you know, up for like a year. And, they're normal. They're ordinary kids. There's nothing spectacular about them. They have bigger than average heads. Don't know where they get that. Somewhere.
Giant head over there.
Oh, I, speaking of my kids, I did the census. Did you do the census? I filled out online.
Jamie did it.
Yeah.
Or I was sitting there while she did it.
And it basically just asks, like, how many people live in that house and what is their ethnicity?
Mm-hmm. And there were some weird ones.
What do you mean?
Some weird ones. Questions were kind of like, I'm non-white Asian or Asian non-white or this or that. And
they always, yeah, they always make a distinction about are you Hispanic or not, which is like a big deal. And then on the next page, they're like, white. And then you had to type in, like, what flavor of white you are. And, you know, as Navajo, I guess I should have just written American, you know, because I'm like four generations deep in America. I'm just a fucking white American guy. But I wrote in, like, my ancestry stuff. Mm-hmm. And I wrote in Tanya's stuff. And I was annoyed because it had me type in my kid's ethnicity. It's like, okay, well, it's like the mix of mom and dad.
One of them's half black.
Yeah. One of them's half black. That's why you don't get vasectomies, right? Turns your kids black. Haha. And anyway, I had to fill that out today. So
you did your duty with the government's coming after you.
That was like 2 months late or a month late. Yeah, what do you do? I think it was by April 1st.
I think that got postponed also.
Oh, good. I figure everything's just up in the air now.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wild West out there. It's martial law. Do whatever we want.
I'm hoping for it.
You want martial law?
What I want is to stay inside my house when I'm not at work.
Yeah.
And hang out and wear my mask when I go out to the store. That's what I want.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, obviously, we're struggling with it as a nation. Florida reopening beaches, which is a great idea. You know, people are still going to churches and getting sick, and people are going to funerals and dying afterwards. I just read that headline yesterday. Six people went to a coronavirus funeral, died of coronavirus.
What?
Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. Good job, guys. You're not supposed to make out with the corpse.
Died doing what they loved.
Yeah, coughing. Gasping for breath.
They love breathing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, that shit's boring. I don't want to talk about coronavirus.
God damn it. What do we have, man? That's all I got.
That's all you got? You haven't been anywhere? You haven't done anything? Never had any experiences in your life?
I'm always philosophizing.
Uh-huh.
Is that a word?
Sure.
About just the world and how people got where they came from. And earlier today, I was thinking, Jamie was talking about Spain, and I was like, hey, there's like England. They were big colonizers, Spain, big mm-hmm. old colonizers.
Mm-hmm.
But then they went out, but now they're back where they started. They're not, wouldn't you imagine Spain came over here and said, this place is way cooler and way bigger. Let's all move here.
Yeah, it's a lot of people to move, right?
No, yeah. Let's call this Spain, and we'll switch the name. We'll sell off Spain to one of the countries next
we'll
to us.
We'll sell our old house.
Yeah.
Move into this new house. Well, you don't want to lose all your churches that you spent so long building.
That's a good point.
I mean, shit, they're still building that one. Barcelona.
Is that in Spain? España?
España, yes. There's Madrid and Barcelona. That's all I know about Spain.
Pretty small, though?
It's like the size of Oregon.
Okay.
A little smaller. France is very similar in size to Oregon. And mm-hmm. similar in climate as well. We grow the same grapes.
And that's why we're competitors.
Yeah, bitter rivals.
Bitter rivals. My brother Ryan tried
People always said, where is Oregon? And I'd be like, you know, it's on the West Coast. And they're like, California? I'm like, sure. They like didn't
Microsoft?
Know.
Microsoft? The Sonics?
No, the other one. No.
No lower.
Burgerville? Do you guys know Burger? I don't even know if that's from Oregon.
Le Burgerville.
Mm-hmm.
I got last or earlier this week, we went to Burgerville, and you can go through the line in your on your bikes. So we were out for a bike ride, and I was like,
you know,
hey.
I saw that. I was wondering. There's a guy walking through the drive-thru.
Well, now it's like at every fast food restaurant, you can just walk through or ride your bike through or whatever.
That's cool.
But Burgerville's always been like that because they're hip and cool.
Oh, not like those fascists at McDonald's who wouldn't let us get burgers when we were drunk walking through their drive-thru.
Force someone to drive intoxicated to there.
Yeah.
Not that far. It was cars.
That'd be cool if we kept doing that. You know? Why do you need to go inside a fucking Burger King?
Because you could get hit by a car.
No, it's just for people to like take a shit that, you know, or do their drugs. Okay. The interiors of fast food restaurants.
Mm-hmm. They'll still have the McDonald's set up with those chaise lounges, like the fainting couches. For shooting up your heroin.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice. So there's like little heroin jockey that like helps you out.
Mm-hmm.
He has like rubber tubes and spoons and stuff that you can check out.
Keeps track of you.
Slam some Narcan into you if you overdose. Isn't that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Maybe.
You went to Burgerville.
But, I was like, oh, let's go through the drive-thru. And having both my kids on their bikes and Jamie on her bike. And apparently the mic is like a sensor that you pull up to and you start talking like they talk to you. But if you move around, it turns off and turns back on. So my kids were just walking around and I could tell the lady was just getting more and more pissed off. Talking to us
on the speaker.
Through the speakerphone. I mean, through the speaker at the drive-thru.
Right.
And then finally she's like, hey, she kind of gets pissed, like, are you guys on bikes out there? Stop moving around.
Oh. I thought they had a camera, right?
No, they not at this one by my house. I think it's a sensor.
Huh. Was there that inflated hose you had to jump on?
Ding, ding.
Yeah, it rings the bell. They're still around? Do those exist anymore?
There's a gas station on my route that I love driving through just to...
Bing, bing.
Especially if I see that guy inside sleeping in a chair. Mm. Hops to, runs out there, cleans off my windshield, checks
is
my oil
really?
For me. No.
Is this like in the 1950s? What the fuck? That's crazy.
Time travel.
Ah, yes. The time travel UPS truck. So I hear you're getting your side of your house dug out.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a picture today.
Yeah, I've been wanting to dig out that side of my house for pretty much since I moved in.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's just a big area, probably 15 by 30.
It'd be perfect to park a car there, you know,
it's perfect
or a trailer.
Yep.
And it's useless space anyway. It's just
I never go over there.
Lump of dirt.
Mm-hmm. Big old pile of dirt. But my brother Simon was down the street, like four blocks away, with this thing,
cool.
And he's got it for another week at the job site. But he doesn't need it right now.
Right.
So he's like, "Hey, can I bring this thing over? Dig out that side of your house."
It's a little backhoe, little excavator.
Yeah, a little excavator, and.
For the listeners who didn't get your text earlier.
Sure. Yeah. There's an excavator parked in my driveway.
Right.
And he's like, I say, hey, what do I need? What do I need to do? He's like, I don't know. I got a guy that'll come with his trailer and just, if you pay that guy or whatever for his time to take it and run it up and dump it. So it's going to cost me, he said, like $600.
For the...
to have like, the guy haul away all the dirt.
Is that unreasonable?
We had, when they were remember I talked to Kevin Kavanaugh
right.
about digging that out when he was doing the
and he's like, yeah, we'll do it.
Door.
And they didn't.
And he's, yeah.
Yeah.
But I talked to that excavator that was doing it. I was like, hey, the guy said that you do mine also. Like, hey, get over there, start working. And he goes, I don't know, I'll charge you for it or something like that. And I said, how much? Let me know. And it was like $3,400.
That's crazy.
To dig it out.
Just for dirt.
He had his backhoe parked right next to it for like 2 months.
Right.
And his trailer was sitting in front of my house for 2 months. And it was like not, you know, 4 hours of work for him.
Maybe the disposal of dirt is way more expensive than I assumed. I thought you could just throw it in the river, right?
Yeah, you just back right up to the Willamette.
And just dump it in. It's just fucking dirt. Surely there's places in the world that need... I mean, you see places that say clean fill wanted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Seems weird that it would cost that much money to get rid of just plain dirt. But whatever.
I can't imagine paying someone $3,400 for something that would take them not even a full day. It's like my mind and my pocketbook won't allow me.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I mean, okay. If he said $500, I'd be like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, his time's worth something.
$1,000. Like, I watched him take 30 loads of dirt from next door, and I know how long it takes him to take it.
But it's not just his time. You got to pay for the overhead of the machine, right? He had to invest $200,000 in a backhoe.
It was beat to hell, both of them.
All right. Well, I don't know. I don't want to defend this guy. I don't know.
I'm pissed. $3,400. I could take a couple weeks off work, rent a Toyota Tacoma, and just drive back and forth to the river.
Get a U-Haul.
Shovel loads. And then that would be $3,400.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cool, though. You're finally getting that figured out. You got to build a retaining wall then, right?
Yeah.
To your backyard?
To my backyard and to the side.
You
going to
put some steps
now.
In there?
No, I kind of want it to be, like, blocked off to the street still.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because, just people walking into my backyard that way.
Yeah. I gotta say, we've been going on walks, and everybody's yard, collectively as a nation, is looking real nice. You know, everybody's out there doing all their yard work, trimming up those bushes, weeding that grass.
Mow the lawn this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta do that.
And you just built a 6-foot-tall fence so nobody could see your yard. Problem solved.
Problem solved. I never have to mow again.
Mm-hmm.
But, we've been cleaning a lot in the house this weekend just because it was kind of shittier weather. And, I'll probably mow the lawn tomorrow. Need to clean out my garage. So many chores. So many chores. It's just...
Good thing you're stuck, man.
Well, I mean, I'm still working, so I'm going to keep making hay while the sun shines. With my job, as long as I have it. If I get unemployed, then my house will be really spotless. But I'll be a full-time caregiver of my kids, I guess. So.
Yeah. And then you just start a daycare, get a couple more kids, really clear out that garage and just start going to town. Have like 9 kids in there.
Fence them in, then start making some cash.
There we go.
Way to go.
I've started Rudy across the street.
Yeah.
Still been closed. It's been, over a month now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's finally like, hey, everybody, anybody want to prepay for some haircuts? Or
that's a cool idea.
Yeah, so I threw him $100.
Good.
And I think this year, to help out some folks, I think I might just go out and buy gift certificates to all these local shops and just save them for Christmas and give them to people for Christmas.
Yeah, just keep them afloat. Did you see that Powell's Books is going gangbusters with their online sales?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, they sent out a picture. Tanya showed it to me, and they were just like slammed with online orders. So people are really stepping up their game for their online. And, we ordered 10 books from Powell's right after they closed. because Tanya, well, one, to support them, and Tanya was like, well, I don't want them to go away. I better get these books before they're not a company anymore. But I think they're doing okay.
I know Powell's is like a local company, but it feels like a really big company that should be able to make it through this.
It's just there's not a lot of money in used books, and their rent downtown has got to be astronomical because it's a huge footprint, you know, and they're not selling fucking cars. They're making 50 cents on each book that they sell.
I just imagine they own that building.
I don't know. Nope. I read the letter when they closed, and it was by some woman whose last name is Powell, so she's presumably part of the family, and they've been there like 100 years. I don't know. There's a lot of costs to owning a building, too. It's not just a mortgage. It's they got to have insurance and property tax and who knows, electricity, other grown-up boring shit.
The more I think about this, the more I just believe that this is just a whole bunch of made-up bullshit that could easily be changed.
What is a bunch?
It's all everything, the economy, everything.
Society?
All made. It's all just made up. And just sure. At a certain point, we decided to agree on these things, and the rest are just... we could just change our minds at any point, right?
A good example, I think, of that is the school year. You know, there people who write articles on the internet, I guess, are really worried about this year's school closing early, right? Mm-hmm. Kids basically got a 5-month summer vacation, then 3 months. And I was talking with my wife about it, and we're like, who cares? Just everybody just take a long summer this year. We'll call it a mulligan.
Yep.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. They're like, oh, they'll be behind. So what?
Behind what?
Behind who? Oh, you know, last year. Well, yeah, last year they didn't have this. So this year's different. And
or they're going to be ahead for next year.
Yeah, who cares?
We just started over. They're even smarter.
Yeah, hold them all back a year. What's it matter?
Just every single person. Sorry, graduates.
Yeah.
You're not repeating 12th grade.
Yeah, we're calling this one a mulligan. Have a nice
long
summer.
They're not going to be able to pass these tests. What tests?
Yeah.
Who cares about these tests?
Who made them up?
The tests are just made up by some people.
Yeah. Yeah, people have a hard time with defying authority. They're like, that word's not in the dictionary.
Not me.
So what?
But you start finding out that as this goes on, they're just setting aside all these rules that people held like so dear, like going through... Going through the...
Pause. Yo.
Don't stop it.
Is it go time? Okay. Okay, I'll pack up and I'll head over. And if I'm early, that's fine. Okay, sounds good. All right, see you soon. Bye.
All right, dude.
You.
Cutting it short.
You. All right. Bye-bye.
Amanda's going to have a baby, so hooray.
Good
maybe.
Luck.
Maybe. Yeah, good luck. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Nope, end meeting. Fuck off.